Welcome to the B2B Influence Spotlight on Industry Game Changers podcast. I'm Paula Keoki, founder and CEO of Outward Media. Outward Media is a trusted data partner to Fortune 2000 businesses and startups alike. We provide the highest quality audience data to fuel engaged, integrated, omnichannel campaigns. Our mission is to deliver real data, real results, and invaluable reach to real people. Hi.
Hi.
Paula Keoki, founder and CEO of Outward Media. We have launched the Marketing Vanguard Leading Voices in B2B Innovation podcast in order to have guests as wonderful as Ms. Julie Newmark of New Marketing Group to help us spotlight those industry leaders shaping the future in B2B marketing. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Paula. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining. So, Julie, let's just jump right into it. Beyond content marketing, what other trends and innovations in B2B marketing are you keeping your eye on this year?
That's a great question. I would say that everything that I'm keeping my eye on, I've noticed, even in the past year, has fallen under the umbrella of audience. Okay. Because really, I focus on content marketing, but content for content's sake is nothing. Mm-hmm. If you don't know your audience, you're just guessing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not getting the right messages in front of the right people at the right time, which sounds simple, you're not making a difference. There's too much content and noise out there. So that's where I've really honed in, is around audience. And one of the biggest shifts, now this won't be a surprise, is mm-hmm. AI and how it's shifting a lot, but it's really changing audience engagement. There's some great tools out there that I'm seeing being able to really track audience engagement on a website, for example. HubSpot has smart content. That's okay. A good one. And it just helps brands tailor messaging based on what the buyers are interested in at the time. Mm-hmm. And it's making, for me, content marketing less about just blasting content out. And instead, it's about meeting people where they are.
So you're actually incorporating AI to build your audiences?
Yeah, I am not the hands-on technical person, okay. But I do work in partnership with my clients. They're usually the owners of the tools. And okay. then I take that data and it very much informs the content strategy. But also, before we even get to the content strategy, it's super important to have a clearly defined ICP as well as a persona. And they're not the same thing,
right.
Which a lot of people use them synonymously.
Do you want to share what the difference is?
Yeah, absolutely. So ICP, I'll stop using it. Marketing has so many acronyms, but it's ideal customer profile.
Right.
And think of those as more of, it defines the company and what is the industry, the company size, the revenue range, stuff like that. That's really important, especially for when you start looking at account-based marketing, which is very popular for a reason. Mm-hmm. It works. And then it's also though important to get to the persona level, which I always remember that because persona has the word person in it. So right. Think of it as a human being. So it's that individual decision maker or influencer, sometimes even challenger or user of what my clients are selling. What are their roles? What are their challenges? What keeps them up at night? And then how do they consume content? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of investigating before you actually get to creating content.
Okay. Have you tested any new marketing channels or partnerships recently that have driven strong results for your content distribution efforts?
Yeah, I would say that LinkedIn is always a good one for B2B, but it's always an iterative process for me. There's a lot of test and learn at the beginning. And for example, one of my clients, we found that their audience really responds well, like probably the best response they get is direct organic LinkedIn. And it also started to improve when their executive team started posting things on their personal LinkedIn profiles and engaging with other people. Okay. It really started building this momentum. I have another client though, who LinkedIn for whatever reason just wasn't doing it, but they are really successful with email sequences. So we've created these nurture streams through email, and their audience is actually folks in the education field. Okay. And they seem to be, for whatever reason, more prone to engaging with emails. So while neither of those are new. Yeah.
It sounds like constant testing to see which one works for which client.
Yes.
Team. Okay.
It is always testing. At I'd say probably about 6 months in is when I have a pretty good idea of where we should lean into harder, but that doesn't mean the testing is over. We'll always continue to look at new channels and new content formats as well.
And as the market shifts and how they behave, right? What about Meta?
100%.
What about Meta? Do you guys do any work in Meta?
Not so much for me. I've been on the periphery with as far as creating ad copy for that type of thing, but as far as hands-on working in those paid media ads and the data behind it, not so much.
We actually find LinkedIn works better too.
Yeah.
How do you ensure that your content messaging is meeting the right audience? Do you have any tips or tricks that way?
Yeah, again, I'll say that some of this, the data that some of my clients are able to pull, that not only shows, I'd say the biggest data that most of my clients are relying on as far as audience intent is website data, tools that can understand where they are in the buyer's journey. But as far as every audience is going to consume content a little differently, and some, I think increasingly we have shorter attention spans. So we're doing a lot more of bite-sized video content. Both the bite-size element and the video element is just what today people are consuming more of. But that doesn't mean that we're not paying attention to also some of the longer blog posts and white papers for lead magnets. I think it's about your content mix, and that's where repurposing content can come in really wonderfully. You can take one great topic, and I like to do a little test. For example, for this one client, we boosted a post simply to a blog article on LinkedIn and measured how much engagement there was with that. And if it hit a certain point, then I went on to create a lead magnet. We created video content because you're starting to see what are these people that they're trying to get their attention, what are they actually interested in?
And I so agree with you on that because it used to be the attention span was 20 minutes and now it's 2 minutes max.
And it's
I
crazy.
believe it's 2 minutes. And so if you don't catch them quickly and then put them in the nurture track as you suggested based on what the content they're consuming, you're missing out and you're wasting your marketing and media dollars.
Yes, big waste.
Do you have any bold predictions for the future of B2B marketing, content
That's
strategy,
always a fun question.
3 to 5 years?
Get my crystal
It's
ball
just
out.
a prediction.
I think if I'd say anything, I think that personalization, even though it might not be this groundbreaking new thing, I think we've been all focused on it for a while, but I think with the more AI gets out there and there is this ability to personalize content more dynamic. I have one client that's we're now designing web pages based on the persona that lands on them. And it's going to be amazing. The homepage will be different based on if you're A, B, or C. So that's in process. And it's hyper personalization and it's pretty exciting. I think the other thing is that I've noticed, I think B2B brands are going to be embracing storytelling in a way that is a little bit new. When we think of a B2B brand, they're almost, I feel like, turning more into media brands. That a lot of episodic video content. So it's like they're these little mini studios just to compete to be seen because there's just so much out there.
Do you see any of your clients looking to get a 360-degree view potentially of their prospects or their ICPs in terms of this is who they are as a B2B person versus this is who they are as a just a person, a consumer? Do you see them converging at all?
That's a really interesting point. It's not something that I have really taken a dive into, nor has it been something that I've had any clients talk about. But now that you say it, I might just tuck that one away into
Yeah.
my bag of tricks
That's
and
something we
because
can
I
talk about.
think it'd be interesting. Yeah, no, I'd love to
Yeah.
hear more about that from you.
We're just starting to see that a little bit. So that's why I was that our clients were saying we just want to see the whole picture. And one of the reasons was, you'll appreciate this, is for their targeting is to do generational marketing. Is the messaging when you write content, are you thinking about at all the age or the generations they are, whether it's a Gen Z or Gen X or what have you?
That's funny that you say that. We actually, one of the first things I do with any client is, first of all, I ask them, do you have, clear definitions of ICP and personas? Oh, yeah, is usually the answer. And then I look at what they show me and it's, okay, we got to spend some time on this. So we usually do a deep dive into that. And with this one client, we actually have been breaking their personas out into Gen Z and millennials and Gen X. And it's
And
really
they're different.
interesting.
They're all
It
different.
is different. It is different. It's once you find that baseline messaging, you tweak it to apply to how do these people talk? How do they want to be spoken to? What's going to feel personal to them?
I look at my nephews who are, I guess they're millennials. What's one after millennial? Gen Z?
Gen Z.
Yeah. Okay. They're Gen Z.
Okay.
Totally look at things differently than I would. Okay. And the content that they consume is way different than mine. So yeah, so I think that is something that's up and coming. Is there anything that else that you'd like to share with us from a content marketing perspective that you think your audience, our audience, which are all B2B marketers, should be focusing on? Anything come to mind?
Yeah, I would say anyone out there who's in B2B marketing, I'm probably not sharing anything that you haven't heard and that you don't know as far as really looking at the audience. And then when it comes to content, different formats, different channels. But I think that one of the things that I've seen that I don't know, I feel like it's a little bit maybe skipped over or not looked at until oftentimes I bring it up to a client, is these content syndication partnerships. Because if you think about how do you get the word out? How do you increase the size of your reach? If you can partner with someone and tap into their audience, when it makes sense, that can be really powerful. So I've seen a lot of co-branded webinars are great, guest blogs, even sharing email campaigns. I've definitely seen some success.
Need to co-market with the like two brands together.
Collaborating with a complementary brand.
Yes, complimentary, definitely. Yeah, we
Exactly.
see that too. Anything else that you think might be on the horizon for content
Anything
marketing? Because
else
I know you're
on?
an expert in it. I've known you a long time.
Thank you.
What do
I
you
started with
anything?
you.
Well, yes, and look at you're definitely well known for what you do. Is there any other, because you see, from a business perspective, for what we don't really focus on the content, we like the content marketers like yourself to come in and work with the clients because that's not our area of expertise. So is there anything else that this year that you think they should be focusing on, or do you think we covered it pretty good, or?
Yeah, I think the only other thing I would say is I've seen that I was thinking about email marketing and a trend that I've seen a shift from, and obviously this doesn't apply to every brand, but I've seen a lot more success with email campaigns and B2B marketing that don't overdo it on the marketing aspect of it with tons of images and long, keep it short. Think about how would I write an email to a colleague? Short, sweet, to the point, those and test. I can't emphasize that enough. We do these subject line tests that, yes, which I know you're no stranger to, but I'm surprised oftentimes when I come in to work with a client that isn't already in place. And I just think it's so valuable because, again, you're getting to know what makes your audience open, what makes your audience click.
And from an email perspective, it's easy to do.
Yeah, it
Since if you're
is.
trying to serve programmatic ads or LinkedIn advertising.
Yeah, for
The
sure.
time went fast,
It
didn't
sure did.
it?
I could geek out all day
All
and
day
talk
long.
B2B marketing with
Well, we
you.
should have lunch then.
All right, it sounds like a plan.
But this was really wonderful, and I really appreciate your time, and we'll be posting this on our website. And
Fantastic.
I'm sure the people will tune in, and I appreciate your willingness to be on the show.
It was my pleasure, Paula. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Paula Keoki, and thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to rate or review the podcast wherever you listen. Your feedback helps us grow and inspire others. If you're a successful business leader or marketing professional with insights to share, we'd love to feature you as a guest. Visit outwardmedia.com/podcast to learn more. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and connect with us on social media to join the conversation. Visit outwardmedia.com to explore how we can help take your strategic audience building to the next level. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.